Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're kicking off the second hour of the program here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Minister L. Stone, Esquire.
Nobody.
And so we've been talking about the news out of Australia that there's some deal that Google has cut with News Corp and other mega media giants, because now Google is way bigger than all of them, and they're all demanding that they get money because Google is linking to them, and a new law in Australia is saying that they have to, or else. And so Facebook said, well, we'll choose or else, and we're just going to go ahead and walk. See you later, said Facebook. They are just basically banning any kind of linking to Australian news content on Facebook, effective, I believe, yesterday.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that turns out. And, you know,
yes,
I mean, how many Americans would stop using it because it didn't have Australian news?
Not very many.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. And how many Australians will stop using it simply because there's no Australian news there? I mean, they still want to connect with their friends that are there, I imagine. So, you know, is it going to be the end of the world for them? Is it going to be a deal breaker for a significant portion of their users? They said
Well, I think those that are really into local news will probably find other places to post links. But
indeed.
I wonder how...
Maybe they're happy with it.
I wonder how... maybe. I wonder how... like, is it just Facebook and Google that have to do this? What are other companies?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's not clear as to who this law actually targets. Does it only target mega tech corporations like Facebook and Google? Or is it anybody that is operating a forum or any kind of a comments area where people could post a link to a news story from an Australian website?
Yeah, there's a there's actually a social media protocol from New Zealand called Scuttlebutt. I wonder what happens.
I've heard of that.
If you,
what is that?
It's a interesting protocol. My understanding is it's designed for intermittently connected users. So, like podcasts, you kind of pick the posts up and take them with you and read them at your leisure.
Is this the Miniverse thing?
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. That I didn't know.
Yeah, Miniverse, for our listeners that aren't familiar, is a decentralized social networking site.
Infested with statists.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
The whole world is.
But the Miniverse is based on the Scuttlebutt protocol, right? As I understand it.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Miniverse is the Android.
It's the app
for that.
And we actually tried to use this here locally. I tried to put up one of these Miniverse pub servers, and I actually had Michael Hampton, who knows his stuff when it comes to tech, and he couldn't get it set up right. Like, it was too buggy. It's too early on in this Miniverse thing. It's just not ready for prime
time. I'd probably start a new phone with anything I had that on.
Well, yeah, obviously we don't know what the code has in it, but it's an interesting concept to have a decentralized social networking site, and it's more decentralized than, say, Mastodon, where Mastodon is running on a server somewhere. Even though there's thousands of Mastodon servers, it's a polycentric system. The Miniverse doesn't have to have servers. You can run a server called a pub server where people can kind of meet each other, but you don't have to. As long as you can connect with other people that have this app, you can share your posts, sort of automatically shares posts between them, I guess. And then mm-hmm. as those people sort of cross-pollinate with others, it can share over Bluetooth, it can share over Wi-Fi, and it can use the Internet. So it's actually a way to propagate social media posts without needing to use the Internet, which is interesting.
Yeah, and that's how I come to know of it, is I would like to use elements from that in the new Cell 411 mm-hmm. when it comes out, so that if you are in a spot, I mean, there may well be an internet kill switch that the government can hit, or there may well be something that would take down the whole internet, where maybe being able to pass messages back and forth via Bluetooth is the best you can do.
So it's definitely something to keep an eye on. Like I said, at this point, I consider this Manyverse program to be in alpha stages. It's very, very, mm-hmm. very early and not working real well.
Yeah, and that's something you always have to watch with open source software, is, you know, what stage of development is it in?
Hide your keys, hide your wife. Or what's the saying? It's like, hide your wife, hide your kids.
yes. Well, I mean, open source software will almost never, you know, disturb your wife directly.
It
might disturb her by taking up a lot of your time. But I don't know. I've actually put that in license agreements, warning this software might burn down the house or have sex with your wife, but I doubt it.
So there's actually a little bit more to say here about this situation with Google, Facebook, and the mandatory payments that now the Australian government is demanding that they make towards old media companies. Google struck a similar deal with Reuters and regional news companies in the countries where it's operational, including with another major Australian publisher on Sunday. The companies won't say how much the deals are worth, but Google has set aside $1 billion for such deals worldwide over the next 3 years. They are the latest tech giant to come around to the idea of beginning to pay for some news. Apple strikes deals with publishers who participate in its Apple News Plus service. Facebook also pays certain publishers for posting stories on its dedicated Facebook News tab, which is not available in Australia. Facebook had threatened to block news from its site if the government went ahead with the new law, but the negotiations about the details in the bill are still ongoing, with the government making some tweaks last weekend. Those were not enough to placate Facebook. So it sounds like they haven't even passed this law yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't believe they have.
So
this is
Facebook
all a negotiation.
Yeah.
This is all a negotiation tactic.
So Facebook is preemptively doing this. They're saying,
and Google is preemptively paying up before they get ordered to pay up.
Wow.
So they're basically,
they want a better deal.
Google basically is afraid that it looks like the Australian news companies are using their government as a weapon mm-hmm. against Facebook and Google, and Google is scared and Facebook is not.
Yep, that's a summary of what's been going on here.
Yeah.
The legislation seeks to penalize. Now, this is what Facebook's managing director in Australia and New Zealand, William Easton, said in a blog post. He said the legislation, quote, seeks to penalize Facebook for content it didn't take or ask for. Unlike Google, which scrapes news sites and puts links to stories in search results, publishers willingly choose to post their news on Facebook to win traffic. That's an interesting distinction.
That is an interesting distinction, but either way, your stories aren't on a web server unless you put those stories on a web server.
Or someone else does.
Well, nobody is putting these Australian companies' stories on web servers. They're doing it directly. They're putting it out there publicly to be seen.
But then they're going to Facebook, and they're posting a copy there. They're posting a link there.
Yeah, and then they're copying. So they're pushing a copy to Facebook as opposed to Google, whom they just let pull. And everybody can pull from them.
The Facebook executive continued to say, "We were prepared to launch Facebook News in Australia and significantly increase our investments with local publishers. However, we were only prepared to do this with the right rules in place. We will now prioritize investments to other countries." So they're walking from the deal. Mm-hmm. Google's deal with News Corp was especially notable in how the publisher had lobbied against the tech giant in recent years. In the U.S., it has pushed state and federal regulators to make changes in the digital advertising industry, which Google dominates and is a key source of revenue for both companies. Google has raised concerns about a former News Corp consultant helping advise Texas on its antitrust lawsuit against the search giant. The number here for you is 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. Yeah.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian Stone and nobody here in the studio tonight. 603-283-6160. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a social media site that we launched, I don't know, a month ago at this point. Got a couple hundred users that have made over 1,000 posts since we launched it. So thank you to everybody who is participating there at social.freetalklive.com. We mentioned the Mastodon system earlier in the last segment, and this is a Mastodon-based site. Now, what is Mastodon? It is a decentralized, open-source, polycentric social media system. And so we're running our own social media site, which cannot be taken down by the big tech giants. So if you're sick and tired of Facebook, if you're tired of Twitter, then you got to make the move. Stop relying on those corporations and either put your own Mastodon online if you've got the technical chops to do it, or join one of the thousands of existing Mastodon instances out there, one of which is run by Free Talk Live, and that's social.freetalklive.com.
So very much agree, and the hard part is getting to critical mass.
It is.
To where, you know, the John McCaffreys and the Libertarian Party and all of the various people that you want to hear from are represented on
Mastodon.
Yeah. Yes.
Satan? Oh. Yes.
Satan.
Well, the good news is there are people who have already kind of taken that to heart, nobody, the concern that you have, and they've created bots that automatically repost content from some of the larger personalities that you might be interested in seeing.
Oh, so groovy.
Even though the Libertarian Party or whoever it is you're talking about may not already be on Mastodon, someone may have already created a robot essentially to sort of auto-syndicate their posts over from Twitter and copy them over to a bot version of them on Mastodon. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to be paying attention if you try to respond to them, but at the very least you could see the content that they are posting. And clearly the best bet would be to actually convince them to either start their own Mastodon instance or join one of the existing ones. The more the barrier, as far as I'm concerned.
You see, really, if I was doing Mastodon, I would do it as decentralized rather than
hub and spoke.
Rather than spoke and hub, to where each client was also a server.
Mm.
And so basically each user was posting to their own Mastodon. Maybe they share the instance with a couple of family members or something.
Well, isn't that what we were talking about with the Miniverse thing?
That's similar to how they're constructed, and I believe that their protocol is similar to what ActivityPub does in a lot of ways.
I don't know. That's a good question.
But I'm not sure. I'd have to look at the code, which one day.
So more here on what's happening with Australia, because, you know, not that it really matters that much to us because we're here in the U.S., but this could be coming here soon.
I agree.
And that's the concern, is that this may not just be exclusive to Australia. A lot of times when governments try a new tyrannical thing, other governments are looking at it to see what happens. Like, oh, well, is Facebook going to pay up? Is Google going to pay up? Well,
and how many people die?
Google's paying up. In this case, no one's dying from this. But
boredom.
But there are a lot of people who are going to be... There are a lot of people.
People die from boredom, okay?
Do they really?
I think so. You know, if you're stuck in a room with nothing like a rat and only given heroin, you're going to die sooner, I
think. Well, yeah. Okay.
Stuck in nothing but a rat? You have to chill with a rat all the time?
He says you can have heroin. He says you can have heroin.
A rat and some heroin. All the comforts
heroin.
Of home.
I'll take the heroin. Sorry, guys. Yeah, I'll take the heroin in that case if I give myself my own predicament.
I don't know. I don't know. I might take the rat.
So, a little bit more here about this story over in Australia.
Okay, I'm sorry.
News.
I'm a funny guy. I'm not in like the intellectual way, but in the looks or whatever, the conveyance method is very funny often.
News Corporation in Australia, it's their biggest newspaper publisher. It's the same company that owns Fox News, by the way, and it's been a driving force in lobbying for this new legislation. In a news release, News Corp called the deal a historic success that would lead to significant payments to the company.
The thing is, if they're not releasing it, and they're just saying it's significant, then it may well be they let Google off very lightly just to be able to say, look, everybody, Google's paying us. Now you better pay up.
News Corp CEO Robert Thompson said, quote, for many years we were accused of tilting at tech windmills, but what was a solitary campaign, a quixotic quest, has become a movement, and both journalism and society will be enhanced. And I don't agree.
Well, I certainly don't agree, so long as it's only a few privileged companies that are getting these
payments.
You don't
agree, you say?
If this is how it's going to be done, then it should be done this way for everybody.
When you say it should be done this way for everybody,
everyone should be censored?
Then basically, you know, if anybody posts your, if anybody's content is posted to Google, for example,
that's IP,
then they should make the same payment to them.
But that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I mean, for Google
would make
to have to
sense
pay
only in the contents context
well,
of basing
trade
it
secrets,
on a.
I think could address that very well.
Like, how's that?
If you invent a conveyance method that is superior to the other conveyance methods, you could naturally take advantage of it without using a monopolistic violence to take advantage of it, such as the internet.
Well, certainly, if you had, for example, if you used a cryptocurrency for scorekeeping, for example, and just basic had some sort of a system where
anything in existence today.
What?
Is it? Are you talking about anything we have access to right now?
I don't know if... I think BAT is probably similar to what
I'll give you that.
Discussing. Basic Attention Token, which is built into Brave Browser. I'm watching that with interest to see whether it produces it. But again, any time you get the government involved, then technical considerations and rational considerations lose importance, and what becomes important is the political considerations. And so, this may, for example, kill Basic Attention Token, where Basic Attention Token might be a much better solution.
Or it's strangling it in the crib, basically.
Yeah, by imposing another system that solves the same problem, but badly.
Right, well, in this case, the system is only allowing Fox, or their equivalent in Australia, to cut an exclusive deal, basically, with Google. I mean, they're cutting deals with others, but it's an oligopoly, essentially.
How big do you have to be to get this?
603-283-6160. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of two continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is cheering introduction of a comprehensive immigration reform bill.
The bill being introduced is much of President Biden's vision, which includes addressing some key components of what he feels needs to be modernized in our system.
That is U.S. Border Patrol agents say in January they arrested over 7,200 people traveling as families compared to about 4,500 in December. NASA's most sophisticated rover, Perseverance, has landed safely on the surface of Mars.
Touch on confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
Rover originally launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida at the end of July. Perseverance has traveled nearly 300 million miles on its journey from Earth to Mars. USA Radio News. Texas Senator Ted Cruz heads to Cancun while his state is in crisis.
Outrage from many in Texas as Senator Ted Cruz is photographed in a United Airlines lounge as well as boarding a flight from Houston to sunny Cancun, Mexico, while the state he represents is in trouble. Cruz issued a statement that since his kids were out of school, he allowed them to join other friends in Cancun and that he only escorted them there, spent the night, and returned to Texas. No matter the reason, the optics aren't good. The death toll in Texas from the cold is near 30, with reports of many freezing to death inside their homes or from carbon monoxide poisoning of those desperate to stay warm in their cars. The numbers are sketchy, but there are millions without power or water that is safe to drink. For some, now on day four. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
More than 6,000 Toro snowblowers are being recalled. The 2021 PowerMax snow thrower reportedly poses an amputation hazard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Mr. L. Stone, Esquire.
And the guy who reads the YouTube chat.
Do you really?
Nobody.
Oh, okay. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can go to Bitcoin.com, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and then go through some of the basics. Spend, 5 minutes. You don't need to spend a lot of time to get the basics understanding down when it comes to cryptocurrency, and Bitcoin.com can help you do that. Also, if you're not new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, go to news.bitcoin.com. You'll find those waiting for you there, and they're updated every single day. News.bitcoin.com. In fact, we're talking about the news here tonight, specifically a disturbing law out of Australia that hasn't even been passed yet. They're still in the...
And it's already raising hell.
Yeah, it is. Facebook, as a result of this thing, as a result of the potential for this thing, has pulled out completely and is no longer allowing Australian news companies to post to Facebook. So their own web pages, if you were to go to an Australian news site...
Censorship.
No, it's not. Technically, it's not censorship because it's not the government involved.
Yeah, censorship is when you're trying to get the word out and somebody won't carry it. They're perfectly... happy to carry the word, they're just not going to pay for it.
Yeah. So in this case, what's happening is the biggest sticking point, now Google is saying they are still officially opposed to the law, which passed in Australia's House and has moved on to the Senate as of yesterday. Google, while they're still officially opposed to the law, is already cutting deals with major news corporations in order to hopefully avoid being punished under this law.
Now, I wonder if these deals have contingents based on the law. What if they cut these deals and then the law doesn't pass?
That's a good question. Can they undo the deals? Probably not.
It may well be that they're betting to hedge their bets then, where they're paying a small amount in hopes that so their loss isn't too great.
Right, they're expecting that they might have to pay more if they don't cut these deals in advance.
Exactly. So that would be a way for the news companies to hedge their bet and get some revenue out of this, even if the law doesn't pass.
The biggest sticking point for Google is the new law would apply to links to news articles in general search results. Throughout its two-decade history, the company has steadfastly refused to pay the websites that it links to, saying that it must be an impartial librarian of the Internet and that the concept of a free and open web would break down if it was forced to start paying.
An idea so good, it needs to be enforced on everyone.
The law would unfairly require unknown payments for simply showing links to news businesses while giving to a favored few special previews of search ranking, said Kent Walker, Google's top global policy executive, in a February 11th blog post. He said further, those aren't workable solutions and would fundamentally change the Internet. And I have to agree with him on that.
Yeah.
This is disturbing.
I have mixed feelings about it, as I say. Definitely not something the government should be involved in, but, you know, there does... If the Internet... Basically, as what the Internet has been doing now as a source of news has been basically cannibalizing the existing news industry, and eventually enough of the news industry will be liquidated that there is no news industry, and then somebody is going to have to figure out how to generate stories and pay for them to be written so that there's something to post on Facebook. But I have no reason to believe that the old guard newspapers are the people who are going to solve this problem. As a matter of fact, they're almost certainly not the people who are going to solve this problem.
So Google created something called News Showcase to sidestep the problem by creating a separate product that looks and feels different from search results. It's part of a broader trend at Google of moving away from or traditional blue links. And, oh, I guess the color of links.
The links turn blue.
And adding more curated content, some of it paid for in search results. Google's deal with news publishers show the law's working, even before it's officially been enacted, according to Australia's treasurer and senior member of the government cabinet, saying, quote, none of these deals would be happening if we didn't have the legislation before Parliament. This world-leading mandatory code is bringing the parties to the table and is helping to pave a way forward where news media businesses are getting paid for generating original journalistic content.
Blue links matter.
Blue lives murder.
So I think you touched on this, Nobody, that the idea is that if this, and it does seem like it's going forward, as this goes forward, it's going to create a very incestuous relationship between mega tech corporations like Google and Facebook, presuming Facebook gets motivated mm-hmm. to come on board with it, but, you know, Google, et cetera, mm-hmm. and these mega news corporations, to the exclusion, likely, of the smaller players, the individual blogs, for instance, or small newspapers.
I mean, the other thing that Facebook could probably do, I don't know what News Corp is worth, but how difficult would it be for Facebook just to buy up the newspapers and shut them down?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Newspapers are going to go out of business anyway.
Exactly. Their stock should not be valued. They've got a lot of valuable assets in the form of buildings and that sort of thing. But there's no reason to believe that they're any longer the most efficient usage for those things. So I would really like to see the relative valuations of News Corp and Facebook.
Yeah, that is a good question. You know, which of those corporations is the bigger juggernaut at this point? I think it's obviously Facebook.
I think it's probably Facebook, but it's hard to say. I mean, News Corp is big. That's Rupert Murdoch.
Right. And they are worldwide. I mean, they're in the UK. They're in Australia.
Yeah, the New York Times.
Yeah. That's not News Corp.
Isn't it?
No.
Okay,
I think The Post. I think New York Post is.
Okay, was it the New York Post that said?
I remember they said recap.
Okay. What?
Can I do a quick recap? I'm sorry, you guys are going to make me forget what I'm thinking. Okay, so Google is allowing content disseminated in Australia. Facebook is blocking.
And Google's paying.
Yeah.
The content provider.
Exactly. So Google seems a little bit better to me in that regard, if you want an answer to that question, or if it's just a hypothetical you wanted me to forget pretty quickly.
Well, we weren't trying to get you to forget anything, Stone, but we were having
I forget a lot. I'm going to be honest.
That's all right. Well, you and nobody are in the same boat on that one, so it's all right. But
I think I've forgotten more than I've learned, to be honest.
Well,
I think I've forgotten more than you've learned.
The important, I think the important takeaway from this is that Google is not the good guy in this case, because they're the ones who are trying to go and play ball with the government here.
Yeah, that is true. I got to give you that point.
There are no good guys.
No, yeah. Guys, well, if you're a voluntarist, I can consider you. If your actions are voluntary and you don't have to hurt people to get them to do what you want them to, I mean, you don't have to like control them subliminally. You don't have to force them. I mean, you don't have to like just overpower their minds, their soul, their body. I mean, are they willing converts?
And nobody knows what to say about that.
Yeah, you've made nobody speechless.
It's true. Nobody has any idea how to...
That is a first, yeah. I think, here on this radio
No,
program.
It's actually not the first time. No, there was this guy who was arguing with me, and we argued and we argued and we argued, and he said, "You've got an answer for everything, don't you?" And I said, "I have no idea how to respond to that."
Who is that?
Some hater. It was it was a Stop Freak heater, I think.
Oh, so it wasn't on the air.
No, but he said, "You've got an answer for everything, don't you?" And I said, "I have no idea how to respond to that." And he was absolutely dumbfounded. There's nowhere he could go from there.
Yeah, I like your point that there are no good guys in this. I mean, that's definitely true. I mean, these guys are all mega corporate, big tech giants versus horribly violent, terrifying governments, and we're all going to be subjected to it.
Yeah, you know? They're fighting over, you know, who gets to eat which part of our corpses.
Yeah, where your organs go when you die.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to be paying anybody for posting their links. Not going to do that.
Nor will I.
So they can go pound sand.
Maybe there'll be... I've wanted to see for a long time a dark website where you could get full story prints.
You know,
prints
we were just discussing a guy
papers.
Whose organs would
yeah,
be
I
very valuable.
That would be absolutely fantastic. If you want to talk about organs, Stone, you'll have to hold on.
Okay.
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That's 603-283-6160.
Dean Stone and nobody here. Hey, I can call my own names and titles and thereafter.
You can indeed, but nobody wants to hear, so I was trying to cover
rain.
603-283-6160. We've been discussing in great detail, and I think we're pretty much done with the story. But, of course, if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us. The news that Google and Facebook are, and who knows which other sites are going to be targeted by the Australian government here. And it's going to perhaps be the beginning of, and I don't know, what something's ringing in the background, Stone. I don't know if you can find that and stop it from doing that. I'd appreciate it. Stone is having himself a good old time here tonight. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. So if you want to weigh in on that, you're certainly welcome to do that. In other news, there's some pretty scary stuff happening up in Canada. You may have heard that they have crazy lockdowns going on in Canada. And you may have heard that there are curfews happening where there are literally police cruisers driving down the streets at 5 to 10 miles an hour. I don't know how many kilometers per hour that is, but it's very slow. Just slowly crawling down the streets, playing their sirens at the highest possible volume. It's pretty insane. Well, now they've actually arrested a pastor for violating the COVID-19 public health orders. Grace Life Church's pastor is in custody. And according to EdmontonJournal.com, the pastor of a Parkland County church previously charged with violating Public Health Act orders remains in custody after turning himself into the police on Tuesday, say the RCMP, that's the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
The Canadians are pulling no punches on this stuff.
No doubt.
I saw a video of a couple of their cops beating up this old man.
Really?
Take him into custody for COVID crimes or something. It was horrific.
So they
don't associate that kind of behavior with the Canadians, eh? I think of them as being nice, eh? And,
right.
You know, just because their tops of their heads come away from their mouths when they talk, that's nothing to hold against them, man. But
well, I guess all that niceness was a cover for a real dark side.
I guess Canadians.
On Sunday, the RCMP and Alberta Health Services attended the Grace Life Church to, quote, assess compliance in relation to conditions issued to the pastor on February 7th, said the police in a news release. Pastor James Coates had previously been charged under the Public Health Act for being over capacity and failing to adhere to physical distancing requirements during church service. He was served with an undertaking with conditions. Now, that's a new term for me. I'm not sure exactly
what he served by an undertaker?
Yeah, I don't know. On Sunday, police and AHS found Coates was not complying with his undertaking release conditions. So it's like bail. Undertaking must be like bail.
I guess. I mean, you undertake to obey the conditions of a contract. Mm-hmm. I've heard undertaking used in that term. It's not always burying people.
And the church was not in compliance with the public health order. On Tuesday, Coates turned himself into police, and he was charged with two counts
of... Oh, God, now he's a cop? I didn't even know people could do that.
He was charged with two counts in contravention of the Public Health Act and charged for failing to comply with the condition of his undertaking. After a bail hearing before, but just...
And what does his undertaker say about that?
It's got to be a British term or something, right?
It's got to be. You know, the Canadians are kind of British.
They're more French, I think.
Well, it depends.
They've got some... The Quebecis are French, but the rest are more British.
Yeah,
and they were under the British crown until the 90s,
I think. Still are. They're still, the Queen's still, like,
the Queen
some
is
sort of
still
position.
on their money, I think, but right. I think they've broken free from the British Empire, not that it did them any good, apparently.
After a bail hearing before a justice of the peace, RCMP said Coates was to be released on conditions, but he remained in custody overnight after refusing to agree to the conditions.
Oh, interesting. They said you can't preach.
I bet you they did. On Wednesday morning.
One of the things that's
offensive to my religion.
One of the things that I found very illuminating growing up in Detroit was I remember them on CBC Channel 9, which comes in from Windsor. They were interviewing a member of parliament up in Canada about some law about violence on TV, and the member of parliament said very smugly and proudly, "Well, we don't have a First Amendment up here."
Right.
Yeah. You know,
that's
true.
I haven't studied it, but that seems a little absurd.
You mean the Canadian Constitution?
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither. But they don't.
Is it Napoleonic or something?
I couldn't tell you. It's British.
It would not be Napoleonic. They were under
British rule.
So it's
got to have
the
Magna Carta, at least.
What?
The Magna Carta, the British law that
the Magna Carta is British. It was an agreement that the nobles forced the king to enter into in, like, 1093 or something, a long, long time ago.
Still in force.
And, yeah, it's still supposed to be in force, and it's still... outlines things that
the
like
big piece of
basically
paper is what
the,
they call it. Magna
okay,
Carta.
Let's try and do this one at a time, bro. And it still outlines things that in theory the king must not do or the nobles have the right to kill him.
On Wednesday morning in Stony Plain Provincial Court, he continued to refuse to agree to the conditions, say police, and a judge's order was issued compelling him to attend court February 24th. According to Inspector Mike Locken in a news release, quote, "We've been consistent in our approach of escalated levels of enforcement with Pastor Coates, and we were hopeful to resolve this issue in a different manner. The pastor's actions and the subsequent effects of those actions could have on the health and safety of citizens dictated our response in this situation." He remains in custody. Meanwhile, the Justice Center...
I think we ought to think about putting some money on his books. He deserves it.
The Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms, which is representing Coates and the church, wrote a letter to the Premier, Jason Kenney, to rescind the health orders, which they say, quote, unfairly discriminate as between restaurants and houses of worship. And I don't know, does Canada even have the freedom of religion? in that country?
I don't think they have a Bill of Rights as such, and I don't believe that they have the concept of limited government, where the 10th Amendment, one of the most important amendments, says that any power that is not delegated to the United States government by this Constitution is reserved to the states or to the people. And there's no such language, I believe, in the Canadian Constitution. I'd love to hear from somebody who really knows the Canadian Constitution to find out if they have any absolute
protection. Yeah, I was just entertaining a question of Napoleonic or French law. It had to do... Sorry,
yeah,
I interrupted
you. No, French.
You were
it was
talking
under
for quite
the
a while
British
there,
Empire.
And I thought you were done. I apologize if I interrupted you, and I do have a thought to make, but I think I might have already made it.
Okay.
All right, so here's the post from his wife. You were correct, nobody, on your speculation that he wasn't allowed to preach as part of the conditions that he refused to agree to in order to be cut out from jail. His wife shared this on some social media site. This is being cited on @TheologyJeremy on Twitter. Quote, "My heart is broken. They tried him in secret. The officers lied to us and told us he wasn't there." Presumably that means that they were trying to go to the courthouse or the jail to see if he was there, and they said that he wasn't when he in point of fact was. They tried to hide him, she says, and sneak him out the back door. In the providence of God, one of our men was there. The officer only allowed him to tell him that he loved him and that we were here and that we're here with him. They
Wait,
pulled
who loved who?
His parishioner, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Told
he loved
his pastor.
Okay.
Yeah. They pulled him away. They have remanded him as our lawyer seeks the appeal. The conditions of his release are that he would not pastor anymore.
That's ridiculous.
And I cannot visit him.
Come on, did it strip a man of his own title?
Well, he can still be a pastor. They're just saying that he isn't allowed to
preach. Put a muzzle on his face.
Well, yeah, he's in a jail
cell. Strip him of his ministry. Well, he can still minister in jail.
In jail, yeah.
That's
absurd.
If they told me I couldn't carry on my ministry outside
is he in
jail,
isolation?
You know,
they put him
that.
In an isolation cell.
I have no idea where he is. I've been listening to the same story you have.
Yeah, we don't know exactly where he is. The number here, though, is 603-283-6160. But this is just how things are now. I mean, in Canada, you get together with some people.
I heard about... sorry to interrupt you, Ian.
You don't have to apologize. Go ahead.
There's at least, you know, a lot of people who have been locked up in Canada at the border or after coming in through customs, and it seems to be involuntary.
Yeah, they're locking people in hotels, denying them any but jail food.
That's the worst part. I mean, if your family can't even bring you food, that's a jail cell.
They couldn't even order it from across the street.
That's ridiculous.
603-283-6160, and that's because the restaurant's probably closed in the first place, even if they would allow it. It's probably not even open. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.